It is just after 2 o'clock right here on E-Radio. If you just joined us, good afternoon to you and welcome on this Thursday afternoon. I hope you enjoyed our hashtag TBT session over your lunch break today. It's Jan coming to you live from the Garden Route in our niceness studio overlooking the lagoon today. Can't see much of it. It's all misty. But coming to us from Cape Town is Alex Solomon. It's nice to catch up with her. We had on the show. Oh, Alex, can you remember? Because I certainly can't. Was it last year?
Hello. Yes, it was last year, probably around the same time, which is awesome. Definitely time for a little reunion.
It is, absolutely. And there's so much to catch up on. But listen, I just have to say, before we get into it, I just have to say, your new song is on my, I would say, my top five favorite new tunes at the moment.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That is awesome. That's what it's about. Oh my word. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
It is. Listen, that's such a catchy tune. That's why we've got it on high rotation also here on E-Radio. But it's just, oh, I don't even know where to begin. But anyway, since we last spoke.
Awesome.
Since we last spoke, it's been a year, I think, like you said. What has happened? What have you been keeping yourself busy with?
Oh my gosh, so much has happened. Where to start? Firstly, I've just been so blessed. I'm so lucky to be where I am today and hopefully still on the rise. I've just released my first big single, which is Ex-Girlfriend, and it has been so well received, which is the dream to have people streaming and listening and connecting with the music. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And I've been able to work. I have more singles coming up, and I have a music video coming out in about a week, so that's a little teaser, which is really exciting. Been writing for other artists. It's just absolutely incredible. I'm grateful every single day.
That's so nice. Now, typical you was a bit more relaxed.
Yes,
it was a beautiful,
was.
Beautiful, very, very Thank chilled.
You.
And then you went. Now you've got like a bit of a new, a bit of a new song, a bit of a new sound.
Definitely.
What is the sound that you had in mind and that you wanted to go for?
So I think, I mean, Typical You was just on the cusp of sort of entering the industry, and I'm so grateful for it. I got to work with incredible producers, but now I kind of have the freedom to be able to, like you said, really discover my own sound and cement that. And I think that kind of goes back to what I listened to when I was younger and the artists that I loved, which were Avril Lavigne, even some, you know, Miley Cyrus, which at the time was Hannah Montana, but had that little bit of a rock sound.
Yes.
And I get to kind of go back to that, and I always wanted to be that pop star, and now I get to play her, which is so fun. And my upcoming music and music video especially is all inspired by that, so I've finally found the sound and I'm just having so much fun with it.
I like the new sound, Alex. I really think you should stick
Thank
to
you.
It or in that line. I mean, but of course we appreciate the ballads in between. I mean, that's also very
yes.
important. Maybe how about a duet? Maybe I think maybe a duet with a big star here in South Africa. I'm thinking Jethro Tate or you know, one of those.
Word, I would love that.
Or Matthew Moll.
Oh my gosh, if they're listening to this, tag them. Let's get them on this. But actually, I don't want to speak too soon and spoil, but I have been writing with a really, really big artist here in South Africa. So hopefully that duet is on the way. So let's see.
Well, I hope I'll be one of the first ones to play it.
Of course, always.
I think but Alex.
The Garden Route is always doing the most, and I'm so here for it. I love everyone from there, and it's so special. Thank you.
But Alex, tell me quickly, Ex-Girlfriend, you wrote it yourself, right?
I did indeed, every single word.
Okay, so tell me now, obviously you know what I'm going to ask you now. The question is
the big question is
did it really happen?
I mean, I wish I could say there was this big juicy story, but unfortunately it is more on the fictional side. I mean, obviously it's taken from inspiration from real feelings. I mean, I think we've all felt jealousy and territorial and all those crazy things, But I mean, I was more looking on a situation I'd gone through with an ex-partner and his ex stalking me for a good 2 years and still going, which is very fun and cute. But, you know, I sort of looked at the situation. I mean, I would never wish any ill feelings towards any human. And I handled the situation very maturely. But I was sort of like, I was like, you know, what if I wasn't so mature? What would I have said if my ego sort of went crazy for 2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
What would she sound like? And that's exactly what I did with ex-girlfriend. I kind of just went crazy. And I made up some things. I say that for protection. you know, I can't say too much. But yeah, I mean, it's mostly on the fictional side. But yeah, it's so, so fun. And yeah, even in the music video, I get to play more on the character side, which is awesome.
Oh, that's a fun part, isn't it? But you know
exactly.
You know what I really like is, you know, this is an everyday situation. I'm sure a lot of guys and girls can relate to it, you know. You get into a relationship with somebody new, and then boom, all of a sudden this miss or Mr. Stalker appears, and sometimes they create a fake profile, and they kind of start following you.
We're talking from personal experience, yeah. Exactly. And I mean, it takes one to know one. I think we've all been on the opposite side. I've been the ex. I mean, when I was 16, I wish this song was out so I could have gotten hold of myself and not done what I had done back then too. It's all fun and it's all very relatable from both sides. So I think that's what's really the cool part.
Yeah. And you know what I really like, Alex? I don't know how you do it, or I'm sure you know the pros know how to do it, but your song, your new song, Ex-Girlfriend, is available to use. This, like, the sound clip is available to use on TikTok and on Instagram and all that.
Yes.
Because a lot of artists, they don't have their music on there, and you want to use it in your videos or your little posts, but you can't. So your song is on there. So if somebody wants to, on TikTok, maybe mime along to it or something, you know?
Oh my gosh, please. Yeah, anyway. If you want to put it on an Instagram story, you can search for it in the sounds. On TikTok, you can search for it in the sounds. Obviously, on all streaming platforms, which is so, so incredible, which is really the fun part when you see people doing those sorts of things, which is, yeah, amazing, amazing.
I love your TikToks where you mime along to it. There's one where you, you're outside, you're busy tanning or something, or next to a pool.
Yes, exactly. I just have so much fun. I get to live my best life singing to my song wherever I can, which is so fun. And I mean, my biggest viewed and liked TikTok is actually when I was... you gave me my first radio play with the song on release day, and that's gotten over 1,000 likes, and that's my biggest one, which is awesome. So a special thank you to you.
Oh, Alex, I'm so glad. You know what? You won't believe how good it is for my heart to see you, that joy in your face when you heard it playing on the radio at first. I could just see, you know, it means a lot to you. I know, as an artist, you know, it's your creation, it's your baby, you know. I know how it is.
It's just very
deep connection there.
Truly. And to have all the support from the Garden Route, especially you, I need to thank specifically. You've been the absolute best from day one, from Typical You. And sort of going back and connecting like that and having those like really special, really like big lifetime experiences, hearing a song, your song on radio, is just so special. So thank you so much.
Oh, Alex, it's a pleasure. You know, the funny thing is we haven't met in person yet, but I'm sure we're going to do that. When are you coming back to the Garden Route for a visit?
I'm sure over Easter, have to see the family. So I would love to pop into the studio, say hi. I think it's time for that for sure.
Yes, we need to have a coffee or something. Let's go to the waterfront and have a nice coffee.
Yeah. Yes, let's do it. Fabulous.
But yes, I'm a big fan of you. So I think I'm a big stalker of you on social media at the moment.
Amazing. I love that so much. Well, like I say in this song, it's good for my Instagram algorithm.
The algorithm, yes. But it's so nice. I love your tune. And I also like your lust for life and your zest for life. That's what I want to say, you know, your zest for life.
Thank you. That's what it's about. I mean, I think when you follow your passion and it's such a rewarding thing. It's super difficult, but it's so rewarding. Yeah. And every day I just get to go through that and fight for what I love. love, and just, you know, every little step is beautiful, whether it's a hard day or a bad day. And I just want to encourage everyone to do that and show love to everyone while doing it. I think that's the most important thing. So I'm a very happy girl indeed.
Oh, I can hear it. You just radiated. You're like a little ball of sunshine.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. Thank you.
Oh, Alex, it's so nice to talk to you. Tell me quickly, where can we find your single if we haven't got it already?
So whichever streaming platform you have on your phone, I will be there, whether it's Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify. Even if you don't have a streaming service, you can just go onto YouTube and type in Ex-Girlfriend by Alex Solomon and you'll find it there. Even if you go onto my Instagram at Alex_Solomon, I have a link there which can also put you through to the song, which wherever you are. So it's really, really great. You can find me anywhere.
Awesome. Alex, it was so nice catching up with you, and we'll do it again soon.
Definitely.
And, you know, maybe over Easter we'll see you. But anyway, enjoy Cape Town. What's Cape Town like today, by the way? I wanted to ask you the weather.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Sunny, hot. But of course, there's that bit of Cape Town wind, which we love. But at least the sun is shining. That's all what it's about.
I can't see any sunshine. It's all mist here around me.
Oh, no. Well, that's why I'm bringing the sunshine to you today.
That's it. Great. Alex, it was so nice catching up. We're going to listen to your song, Ex-Girlfriend.
Woo!
I love it.
So
I'm going to turn it up really loud, okay?
Okay, me too. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Alex, thank you so much. Keep well, and we'll chat again soon.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
E-Radio.
The tale-old story. Get with a new boy and he comes with a stalker too. An obsessed ex-girlfriend. Finding all my socials, liking an old picture too. Girl, I'm trying to practice some spirituality. Let my soul guide me. If we were, I'd say he's a fake profile. She won't see you stalking her.